It's time now for the WXXI Business Report. News Director Randy Gorman joins us live in the studio. Starting today, Randy, with some details about a high-tech company that's coming to Canandaigua, right?
Yes, Beth. We first talked to you about this last week. A North Carolina company wants to bring some of their operations to Canandaigua, and with that expansion, create about 214 jobs locally. Empire State Development says Acoustis Technologies also agreeing to invest up to $20 million at this facility in Canandaigua, which is called the Smart Systems Technology and Commercialization Center. It's a mouthful, but if you may think back a few years, that was one that had started about 10 years or so ago. And actually, according to the website for the state, it cost about $39 million to build, and Acoustis got it for a veritable bargain, paying about $2.75 million for this facility and getting a clean room, other types of things they need for the sophisticated kinds of electronics they make. Among other things, Acoustis makes an electronic filter, which is designed to improve the efficiency of smartphones. I spoke with the CEO Jeff Shealy. He says, sure, having that facility is important, but he says, really, they invest in people.
The expertise and the legacy of expertise in this area with the likes of Xerox and Kodak has really left a legacy of experience in this facility that's extremely high, very desirable.
The state's providing about $8 million worth of performance-based tax credits. And by the way, in terms of those jobs, again, more than 200 jobs over the next few years. But Shealy tells me they're hoping to get up to about 1,000 or so over the next 5 years as that facility expands.
So based on his comment, Randy, does he think the talent is here locally to fill those jobs? We hear sometimes about a skills gap. Is that applicable in this case?
You know, one of the areas when you talk about skills gap, Beth, I think that mainly involves folks in manufacturing, places that do precision machining, things like that. That's where sometimes the middle skills area is where a lot of the employers tell me they have trouble finding people with those skills, MCC, other places trying to fill that gap. But I think in terms of the high-tech situation, you still have a lot of these former, again, Kodak, Xerox, Bausch & Lomb, other high-tech companies, and some of those folks are still in the area and still have worked with some of these things that really are part of the foundation of photonics. Also want to talk about earnings coming out this week. We'll tip our glasses to this Constellation Brands, the Victor-based alcoholic beverage company, reporting fiscal fourth quarter and year-end earnings on Thursday. The analysts looking for about a 14% increase in earnings per share, about a 3.5% increase in revenue. They've been going pretty well in recent months, despite some concern perhaps about what any new import tariffs may portend for their beer business. But a research firm recently this week, Beth, called IHS Market, had a forecast that Constellation may even raise their dividend substantially by about 17%. Of course, companies don't comment on that before it actually happens, but we will watch out for that as well. And I just want to mention very briefly that Constellation also had an announcement, which I think more and more companies are starting to kind of get on the bandwagon, so to speak, for this, and that is enhancing family leave, paid leave. They're now offering new birth mothers 16 weeks of fully paid leave, and any employee can now take up to 8 weeks of paid leave when they welcome a new child into their family, whether it be through a birth or even through an adoption.
It will be interesting to see if bigger companies like this taking that step will influence other companies down the line.
And I think you're starting to see that with some of the companies feeling that they're being a bit more progressive by doing that, but it could be a start of a trend. Of course, companies weigh that against their cost, but I think they're seeing, in terms of retaining people as the job market gets tighter, I think they need to start offering benefits like this.
All right, Randy Gorman, WXXI's news director, bringing you the WXXI Business Report every Monday. Thanks so much.
Thanks.